I'm Carol Hills, and it's The World.
Watch out for your steps. Oh, these doors are heavy.
This is Sona Hosseini taking us through the doors of Griffith Observatory in Los Angeles.
We're going up the stairs to the roof of the building.
She exits the stairwell and stands next to a dome that holds one of the observatory's telescopes.
It feels like home.
And not just in L.A. Sona Hosseini is at home anywhere associated with outer space.
It's been a long friendship between me and astronomy.
That friendship started in Texas when she was in the first grade. The World's Ari Daniel picks up the story.
When Sona Hosseini was 7 years old, she went on a class trip to NASA's Space Center in Houston.
They give us a tour, and then suddenly they take us to a planetarium.
The planetarium show was unlike anything Sona'd ever seen. Entire worlds dancing before her eyes.
This lady told us, hold tight, we are going to the moon and we are going to the sun. And the entire scene would change and we would zoom into a planet and hop from one planet to the other planet. And I was so furious when my classmates were talking and not paying attention. I was like, hey, you know, shut up, I'm listening.
Something powerful was welling up inside Sona.
I was touched beyond my own understanding of how deep I could be touched. And I remember crying. I didn't want to leave the center. I was asking the lady, how can I work here? The lady told me, oh, honey, you should have a PhD. I didn't know what a PhD was. My best choice was like to go home and tell my mom I need a PhD. We'll go and buy it. And next thing, I'll be back there.
And she came home and said, Mom, let's go buy the PhD.
Sona's mom, Shahla Mohandasi, couldn't buy her daughter the degree, but she could buy her other things.
My pillows, my blanket, my posters in the wall, everything was like nice pictures of the planets.
At school, Sona made every project in every class about outer space. Her mom says she just couldn't take her eyes off the sky.
Always she looked at the sky. Always. When we go shopping, she never looked at the clothes, makeup, nothing. She just looked at the sky. Mom, I want to go there.
But first she went to Iran. Her parents are Iranian, and they wanted their children to grow up in Iranian culture. So in 1992, at the age of 11, Sona and her family returned to the city of Zanjan. The move took her 7,300 miles on Earth, and it put the stars beyond her reach.
There were no astronomy-themed pillowcases in Iran.
There were no planetariums in Zanjan, and her mom says none of Sona's school teachers could foster her particular streak of curiosity.
It was hard. Because nobody knows what's the astronomy. All her questions
about astronomy and galaxy and solar system,
nobody can answer.
And I was made fun of. And I would come home crying every day.
So Sona's parents tracked down one of the best basic science universities in all of Iran, which happened to be in Zanjan. And they met with the director, who happened to be a cosmologist.
And then he told my mom, well, okay, then Sona can hang out here after school. And that's what I did.
Most days after lunch, Sona went to the university. She was about 12 at the time.
It was huge because all my friends were PhD students and cosmologists. And I would jump in and ask any question that I want. And I never learned how to be shy in science.
Sona went to college in Iran and did her master's there too. Then she returned to the U.S., to UC Davis, for that thing she'd wanted since she was 7, her Ph.D. in engineering applied science.
I knew I wanted to build and design in a small instrument and do science with it.
To examine the light pouring off of big targets in space.
Like comets, planetary atmospheres.
All to figure out what they're made of. The closest facility where she could do her work was on a mountaintop. The place was isolated, and Sona worked the night shift.
I do not remember, son.
She rarely saw another soul. All Sona did was work, and gradually she slipped into depression.
It was a very dark time for me, very unhealthy.
Night after night, as she worked on her instrument, the irony of her situation just deepened her sadness.
I was building an instrument to gather light, and here I was in darkness.
I mean, here you were. You'd finally arrived at the place you'd wanted to be for so long. And it was so...
And I was sad.
Yeah, it was so sad.
I was exactly where I wanted. My dream was to be in an observatory. That was my dream growing up. And it was so sad.
Mm.
I drowned myself. Putting all these expectations on myself, it almost suffocated me.
Her mom tried to break her out of it.
I told to her, Sona, listen to this music. Sona, do you want to make that food? I did everything I knew. I told her, go to some restaurant and dance. She loved dance.
She was like, you have to start taking these things as a pill. You have to go down the mountain, meet your friends twice a week.
It was the mountain and her family that taught Sona a lasting lesson about the universe, that sometimes the stars glow their brightest when you're right here on Earth.
And it took me about 2 years to recover from it.
It was like you had finally touched the stars. And when you did, and you looked around, you were alone. And it was the things of the earth, you know? It was the calligraphy.
Yeah.
It was the dance. It was human contact. That's what restored you.
I learned that the stars were beautiful in company with other things that I was doing.
For The World, I'm Ari Daniel.
That story comes to us from a live show called Stories Under the Stars. It was co-produced by Ari and the Charles Hayden Planetarium at the Museum of Science in Boston.